I used to suffer from terrible writer's block. I remember when I first started really committing to writing, I was living in New York City. And one thing that's fun about New York is you walk around the city a lot. You're in a bunch of different neighborhoods, having conversations with interesting people. And my mind would just buzz with ideas whenever I was walking around, whenever I was with friends. And then, this was before I could afford an office or anything, I'd dip into a Starbucks or some kind of coffee shop. And I'd open my laptop to start writing, and my brain would just turn off. I just couldn't find the same ideas I'd had 10 minutes before. What I found was that to be creative, I had to be on the move or in dynamic conversation, but if I was sedentary and just sitting at my computer, I just couldn't be creative. So looking back, here's what I wish I'd known. I wish somebody had told me that talking can cure writer's block and help you actually write. In school, I learned that writing was a solitary activity. You type alone, you come up with ideas alone, and you make edits alone too. The problem is I've always struggled to come up with ideas when I'm alone. I need to talk. Lord knows I love the sound of my own voice, as my mom likes to say, and I found that the more time I spend in deep conversations with people who love ideas as much as I do, the more ideas I'm going to come up with. And the reason is because conversation is like an algorithm for creativity. It's like an algorithm for randomness. Good conversation, the kind of conversation where you find yourself saying things that you didn't even know that you knew, always give us new ways of thinking about the world, especially when they're packed with laughter and generative questions that continue to unlock our subconscious and depattern the mind. And conversations, first, they help us by helping us make sense of our unconscious assumptions. And then they give us new ways to see the world. And as they do, they transport us into new intellectual territories and orient us towards new intellectual horizons. And so rite of passage, the course, and my own system for writing is in this way the opposite of school. In rite of passage, we don't prohibit talking, we encourage it. And instead of forcing students to memorize ideas about syntax and grammar, we encourage the open sharing of ideas. Go out, find things that are interesting, and have conversations, but just learn to recognize when you're saying something that's interesting, something that's surprising or insightful. And guess what? Once you get good at this, you'll begin to realize and intuit what kind of shape an interesting idea has, and then you can just do this by yourself. You don't even need to be in conversation. So a lot of times what I'll do when I come up with an interesting idea, I won't rush to my computer to try to write it all down. I will open an app called Otter on my phone, and I will speak the entire essay into my phone, and I'll just use an app to automatically transcribe what I say just on a long walk. I'll just talk and talk and talk and talk, and then when I get home, bam, 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 the ideas are already transcribed, and I take them, put them on the right side of my screen, open up an outline, and just begin to structure the ideas. And that's how I get my first draft. I don't even type anything. I'm basically just copying and pasting. And if transcribing your voice doesn't feel like pure writing, remember that even Winston Churchill did most of his writing by dictating his thoughts to a secretary who ended up typing his ideas for him. Then, once his ideas were on the page, that's when the writing process began. That was when the revision process began. And look, if it wasn't above a writer like Churchill, it isn't above you either. So what I've found when it comes to writing from conversation, one of the core principles of my own writing methodology is that surrounding myself with people who love ideas as much as I do and then push my thinking in new directions is among the best things that I can do for my own writing. The problem is when you first start off, when you're struggling with that intellectual loneliness of not being able to surround yourself with people who are uplifting and who are as excited about ideas as you are. When you first start writing, it's hard to write from conversation. I get it. So there's like this chicken and egg problem where you struggle to write because you can't find people who you can talk about your ideas with. And so look, here you're going to have to push through. But once you start writing, you're going to end up attracting people, if you're writing in public, who are going to want to talk about ideas with you. And that's when this positive feedback loop begins to begin. The more you write, the better the people in your life in terms of their ability to open up your brain. Then the better your ideas are, the better your writing, boom, 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 boom. Now we're in a cycle. Now we got a flywheel. So what I found is that surrounding myself with people who love ideas as much as I do and push my thinking in new directions, that's one of the best things I can do for my writing. And when I go out and I surround myself with people who love ideas like I do, that's then when I begin to get in a writing groove. And so looking back on my own early days of writing, I wish that I had known that I could have cured writer's block by sitting at my own computer, talking to my phone, and transcribing what I said. And I wish that I'd been more intentional and embraced this idea of writing from conversation, that when I'm speaking, when I'm with friends, when I'm talking out loud, I'm actually coming up with new ideas. And then once those ideas have been externalized, once I've seen that they're interesting, well, I could have then written them down, put them in my note-taking system. Next time I sit down at the computer, I begin to shape them into something good. And then you get to a place where you say, goodbye, writer's block.